This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Oh, there's great freedom. There's super fresh air right now in being outside. So get out there and garden. This is your uplift for today. I'm reaching out to Quentin Young, the manager of Fair Oaks Boulevard Nursery. Hi, Quentin. Glad you could join us.
Hey, Beth. Thanks for having me on.
So where are you today? What are you in the midst of?
So I'm actually off today, but I'm doing landscaping and gardening today.
You are. And that area, as well as the nursery business, is still considered essential, correct?
That is correct. Farms, farmers markets, they're all part of the food production chain, basically.
Okay, so what's changing in the gardening world right now in the midst of COVID-19?
I think people are just more aware and more appreciative of growing edibles in their landscape. I think that's just been a big learning curve for some people, and it's also been a great way to incorporate the family into an activity where you can be outside right now.
Let's start from somebody wanting for the first time to put a tomato plant in a pot or a half wine barrel on their back step. What's important to know?
Sunlight. What is your orientation? Ideally, a good 6 to 8 hours of full sun, and then just we always say plant what you like to eat. So if you don't like tomatoes, you don't have to plant a tomato. You can do peppers. You can do eggplant. You can do green beans. If you like salad, you could do salad greens. So it really just depends on what you like to eat.
And a flower bed that always had flowers could have what? A cucumber vine or a row of
exactly.
little row of carrots?
Yeah. And a lot of flowers are actually edible. So you can combine the two. You can make it both decorative and functional.
Nasturtiums are great on a salad plate.
Yeah. Or pansies, calendula. There's quite a few edible flowers.
Okay. How are fruit trees doing? I know I have learned to be a bit of a home pruner, though my husband is much better at it than I am. But what are we seeing this season?
People are just much more interested in planting fruit trees. Citrus trees are always popular. Most of the ones we sell at the nursery are on, actually all of them, are on semi-dwarf or dwarf rootstock. So they do great in containers or in the ground. So the citrus trees are really easy, pest-free. I was watching mine, Meyer Lemon, at home last night. It was covered with bees, so it was just really nice to see.
I know. It's great to see all the flowers and the bees and the ladybugs around right now. So
exactly.
The frost is fully out of the ground. We're having really warm weather in the valley, although there's still a nice blanket of snow in the Sierra. Does the valley have a full green light for planting anything now?
Yeah, it's a full green light, and it's not a race. I always say this is the time to just start thinking about, do you want to amend your beds? Do you want to check your irrigation? Start thinking of your vegetables. Our soil temperature in the valley is in the high 50s, maybe about 56, 57. The warmer it gets, the warmer the soil will get. Things like peppers and eggplant really won't wake up until it gets warmer. You still got plenty of time to get things like your melons and your pumpkins and your corn and your beans. There's still plenty of time to get those in. Don't be in a hurry. Just take your time and remember that we have a really long growing season here at the Sacramento Valley.
And I want you to leave us with one more bit of encouragement for first-time planters who are looking at a package of seeds or maybe walking into the nursery for the first time and not quite sure. Tell them how easy it really can be.
It's really easy. We've been doing it for thousands of years. Just, you know, we have a couple of generations where you may have forgotten how to do it, but it's very easy. Ask the staff at your local nursery. Check with your, there's always online resources, your local Master Gardener program. But you just put the seed in the ground, and it pretty much knows what to do from there.
The great thing, too, is that one seed usually produces many, many of whatever it is you planted. So I like the math.
Yeah, it's such a great learning experience for kids, too.
Right. Okay, I have a lot of friends who are baking bread now. And just as we leave you, what are you doing that's different during this time, Quentin? What are you finding that this stay-at-home order has changed for you?
I think for me, I mean, I've just been so busy working. I feel like I'm spending a lot of time just helping people relax and enjoy their gardens and just sort of agreeing with them that it's a great place to be outside as opposed to being inside. You can still practice physical distancing outside and just enjoy your time outside.
That is an important reminder that even being outside, all those same things are in place. And when you're landscaping or when you're at the store, are you practicing the measures as well?
Always, always, yes.
All right, Quentin. It was really fun just to think about the butterflies and the dirt and the plants.
Exactly, yeah. And it's just, like I said, get outside and get some fresh air.
Okay, I'm going to tell anyone to reach out to you at Fair Oaks Boulevard Nursery with their questions. Is that fair?
Thank you. Yeah, yeah, we're open 7 days a week, 8:30 to 4:30. So thank you, Beth.
Okay, good luck with your project. Thanks for the check-in.
Okay, thank you.
That is Quentin Young. You can just call Fair Oaks Boulevard Nursery and ask for Q, and they'll know exactly who you're talking about. But this works for any nursery, wherever you are. As he said, they're open and helping you, maybe for the first time, be able to grow your own food. We'll post a link to the Fair Oaks Boulevard Nursery at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Just a reminder that the daily press briefing by California's governor and his team is coming up. That's at noon, and you'll hear it live on Cap Radio. For all of us here, stay home, stay safe, and stay informed. Thanks for joining us.